Scripture today. The first will be from Deuteronomy chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. And then the next will be from Proverbs 16 and 18. Hear, O Israel, you are to cross over the Jordan today, to go in to dispossess nations greater and mightier than you, cities great and fortified up to heaven, a people great and tall, the sons of Anakim, whom you know, and of whom you have heard it said, who can stand before the sons of Anak? Know therefore today that he who goes over before you as a consuming fire is the Lord your God. He will destroy them and subdue them before you, so you shall drive them out and make them perish quickly, as the Lord has promised you. Do not say in your heart, after the Lord your God has thrust them out before you, it is because of my righteousness that the Lord has brought me to possess this land, whereas it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord is driving them out from before you. Not because of your righteousness or the uprightness of your heart are you going in to possess their land, but because of the wickedness of these nations, the Lord your God is driving them out from before you, and that you may confirm the word that the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Proverbs 16 and 18. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Dear God, as we come now to an end of this series of living on the boundaries, there is so much to consider and so much to ponder. I want to thank you, dear God, for your continued presence in our midst. I want to thank you, dear God, for you continuing to guide us and keeping us during the COVID crisis. Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I speak of thy wondrous works. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for his sake I ask this, let God's people say, amen. We are ending our series on the book of Deuteronomy, and so far we've discussed the following. Choosing to obey God is choosing life. We must remember that God gave us everything and that binds us to obey his word. A well-ordered life is attainable through obedience to God's word. And all this culminates in the theme of our teaching within the past couple of weeks, which is to live above the daily terror of the COVID-19 crisis. We have been living on the boundaries. We have been living on the boundaries of something we've never come in contact with before. This morning, we're going to finish our series by sharing about the subject, Israel's stubbornness. However, instead of sharing from the group perspective, as I've been doing all along, I want to concentrate on an individual whose stubbornness and pride represented what it means to be so stubborn, which is the result of his pride literally trashed himself and trashed his family. That person I'm referring to is King Solomon. King Solomon is considered the wisest fool that has ever lived. If you've ever read any of First and Second Kings, First and Second Chronicles, as much as we hear about the wisdom that he had, he was a person who did not obey the Lord his God. And it resulted in a horrible family life, and it resulted in a man who, after coming of age, had to write the book of Proverbs, and he wrote it from the perspective of all the mistakes he made. When you read the book of Proverbs, This is an old man of about 80 years old, maybe 90 years old, and he's in retrospect looking back at his life and saying, boy, I really screwed up. And I'm going to write about it so that others will know how to live for God and won't make the same mistakes I made. So instead of looking at all of Israel, I want to bring it right to one person, and that's one of my favorite characters of the Old Testament, King Solomon. Solomon began his reign in a deep commitment to God's faithfulness. In 1 Kings 3:3, we see that Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of his father David. He sacrificed bulls in the high places of God. Hear for a moment how Solomon started, how his heart was with God. It says in the same chapter, and now, Lord, my God, you've made me your servant king in the place of my father David. Although I'm a little child, please give me wisdom to lead your people. And your servant is in the midst of them, and I don't know what to do. So give me wisdom. Give your servant understanding so that I can govern your people and discern, and this is key, discern what is good and evil. Howard Ward Beecher said, I've noted that providence is on the side of clear heads and honest hearts. And whenever a person walks faithfully in the ways of God, that God has marked them out. Providence, as the Christian says, will be on that person's side. In the long run, you will find that God's providence is in favor of those who keep his laws, not just when it's convenient, and against those, and then be harsh on those who break them. Solomon began his reign in faithfulness to God, with a heart open to God. He was committed to God, and then something changed. He began to lapse, for his reason for lapsing was in defiance against God's commandments. In other words, Solomon's stubbornness and pride, which means his overabundance of self-absorption and refusal to control his inhibitions, resulted in the destruction of himself and his family. I want you, my precious beloved ones, to always hear when someone says you're being stubborn. You know why we take such offense to being stubborn? Because we know we're either going to make a choice that could affect the rest of our lives, or resist something that could affect the rest of our lives. That's why it gets to us when someone says, you're being stubborn, because pride, and this is the bad kind of pride, is right at the center of it. There is good pride. There is good stubbornness, meaning conviction. Look, people of God, I respect all kinds of religions and faiths. I've worshiped with my brothers on the Islamic side. I've worshiped with other religions, Native American, Jewish. I've worshiped with my Catholic brothers and sisters. I just personally have a conviction that the Reformed faith in the Presbyterian Church USA is the best you can ever get. Amen. That's just the way that I feel. Now, nothing's going to change that. And if something's more powerful than that, I say, welcome. Because it hasn't changed for many, many years. When the Reformed faith found me, it transformed my life. And to me, that means a great deal. So there's good pride. There's pride that says, my daughter graduated from the greatest college in the universe, Penn State University. My baby's got on her Penn State University shirt. When I saw her, I was in shock. Just for 30 seconds, and then I got myself together. There's good pride. But there's pride, which is the center of stubbornness, when it's an overabundance of self-absorption and refusal to control one's inhibitions. You'll destroy yourself, and you'll destroy your own family. Solomon sought to resemble the opulence of other kingdoms at the expense of the people he was ruling. You can take a look at 2 Kings chapter 10, verses 16 through 22. It bears witness of his self-absorption. It bears witness of his unrestrained inhibitions, which destroyed his family. Solomon exploited the mines of copper mines and committed thousands of his own people to enslavement. The situation became so dire and full of discontent that one of the slave managers was killed by his own people. And that's in 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 18. Another indication of Solomon's stubbornness and pride is, as it's against God, he allowed foreign wives to practice foreign religion, even to the point of erecting shrines to them. Shrines to them. Now listen to this, people of God. You can love somebody, but you can't love somebody that's going to help you disobey God. Amen. I know that's hard. I know that's hard. I know it's hard. I've been there. Amen. Love some folks that really didn't love God and didn't love me. But I found out later on that when you love God, sometimes it's going to feel narrow. Sometimes you'll have the moniker of being narrow. Solomon didn't stay on the track, and he erected churches to cults that God was displeased with. And what happened? His children started to worship other gods besides Yahweh. And then it was all over. Can you imagine some of the boys that was dating Solomon's daughters? I remember one time somebody was coming to pick up my daughter. And boy, I was hot, because I'm just a dad. You know, I don't want to let my daughter go nowhere. She remembers smiling at me right now. And you know, I realized after many, many years, and now that my children are grown, I know why people prearrange marriages. Hallelujah, amen. I wish we could bring that cultural icon back. But we can't. And Solomon had to suffer a lot of disgrace. And when he was writing Proverbs, he was writing from that perspective. Look, if you have pride not enough not to listen to God, if you're stubborn enough not to do what God says, you're in for a fall. You're in for destruction. And it's not the kind of destruction that's a hurricane. It's the destruction of one's family, of one's soul. But thank God for God's grace through the Lord Jesus Christ. He has revealed Solomon to us and Israel's stubbornness so that we can avoid this downfall. The Bible is replete with good news for obeying God and resisting stubbornness and pride. Hear the Apostle Peter through the power of the Holy Spirit as he speaks the good news out of the epistle to the Hebrews. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion. As on the day of testing in the wilderness, where your ancestors put me to the test, though they had seen my works. For 40 years I was with them. I shined before them, and they still broke my heart. Listen to the writer of 2 Corinthians. Hear what he has, 2 Chronicles 30, 7 and 9. Hear what he has to say. Do not now be stiff-necked as your ancestors were. But yield yourselves to the Lord and come to his sanctuary, which he has sanctified forever. And serve the Lord your God, so that his fierce anger may turn away from you. For as you return to the Lord, your children will return to the Lord. As you return to the Lord, your families will return to the Lord. As you see God, others will see God through us. For the Lord your God is gracious and merciful and will not turn away his face from you. God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, has given us a written record of a man who, after 90 years and about probably, I would say, maybe 70 years of really, really screwing up, he's writing Proverbs and he's sharing with us how not to screw it all up. Pride will make us fall. A haughty spirit will destroy us. As we conclude our series of living on the boundaries, we are now on the boundaries of the COVID crisis, and we're about to embark into a land we've never seen before. So I share with you as we conclude this series, choose life. Obey God's word. Don't be stubborn and prideful. And watch God bless you during this pandemic. You know why? Because you and I are God's chosen people. Amen. Let's pray. Dearest God, pride is hard. Stubbornness is hard. When we want to do what we want to do, say what we want to say, go where we want to go, even though it is against your will. And we know what that is. We know, God, that there are times that we intentionally do things against you. Help us, oh God, not to let the COVID crisis, being living on its boundaries, be something we use as an excuse. You've called us to be your disciples. You've given us written record of how people have just really messed up in the scriptures. That's why there are no heroes in the scriptures. There's just everyday people like you, like us here in this room. So please, dear God, help us to look to this landscape of being on the boundaries and go forward in the love of Jesus Christ. This we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And God's people said, Amen.